He served in SOCOM, DEA, and DIA. He's a fast and furious whistleblower, martial arts master, firearms instructor, denounced by the deep state, feared by fake news. He tells you what they never will. Jeff Prather's Prather Point.
Action Auto Works Studios. Take a listen. This is the Tucson Boys Chorus at the National Christmas Tree Lighting in Washington, D.C. My favorites. Wait for it. Merry Christmas. This is Jeff Prather wishing you and your family a blessed Hanukkah and Merry Christmas. That was the Tucson Boys Choir, and they were in D.C. For the National Christmas Tree Lighting and President Trump. I had a friend I was talking to. You know, it's Christmas time, so a lot of relatives and friends are in. And I just was talking to Mark and Sean out there in the parking lot. Mark's son, young Marine, was on last. I didn't get a chance to listen because I was talking to another sniper, ranger, battalion ranger, and his wife recently. But thanks for, Mark, thanks for all the gifts, and Sean and Maurice, and seeing all the family here. And thanks to KVOI for having me on, putting up with me. So I hope you are going to have a sacred season with your family. Not only was the Tucson Boys Choir featured at the lighting of the National Christmas Tree with President and Trump and the First Lady Melania Trump, but I'm told he talked a lot about, and it's on YouTube, he talked a lot about Arizona doing good works and moving forward. And the Arizona, then there's trees from all the 50 states there. And that our tree was prominently displayed as well. And he also talked about, this is the birth of Yeshua, of Jesus, and how significant that is, because that is our national ethic, that our ethics come from our morals come from our religions come from our spirituality. And I'm always saying that's because of our Judeo-Christian and native spirituality. But the centerpiece of that is our Christic ethic. And so he was definitely putting Jesus back into Christ Mass as a holy day, a holiday. And I asked my very dear old friend who was there what was the most significant thing about that. And he said that Trump said that every child is a child of God. And that's pretty profound. And I was talking about that today in my sermon. You know, I'm an ordained chaplain. I'm the founder of Christ Connection Chaplaincy, and you can go to christchaplaincy.com if you want to hear some of our sermons. You can always call in. We have people call in from all over the world, especially a lot of troops from Qatar, from England, from Europe, from Africa. And I was talking about the importance of Christmas. Of course, for Christians, the most important holiday or holy day really is Easter or Resurrection Day, but that we really focus so much more on Christmas. And that's because we can relate to the Holy Family, to the Trinity of child, mother, and father, and that every child is sacred and every child's creation is sacred and holy. And so the birth of Yeshua, of Jesus, mirrors every birth, every new parent. And I'm a perfect example of that, is that's why we can see ourselves in the story of the Christ child, of the baby Jesus, is we can all relate to that. For example, I am a product of rape. I don't know who my biological father was. I did know my biological mom. I was adopted by a great Christian Catholic mom and Baptist and converted Catholic dad, went to the best Catholic grade schools. But I came out of St. Joseph's Orphanage, and the irony is not lost on me that the name of the orphanage was St. Joseph. So the future King, Lord, Messiah, Savior, Christ, Messiah, Christos, however you want to say that, connection, as we say in the connection, anointed and luminous connection, was a totally vulnerable little babe. And even before that, the angel Gabriel appears to Mary. And of course, all the Catholics know, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. We all know that prayer because we've said the rosary many times. But really what he is saying there is, hey, you're an unmarried virgin maiden and you're pregnant. And that means under Jewish law, she could be turned out, shamed, and stoned to death. Not under Muslim law, under Jewish law. And her answer to that is so profound and so brave and so loving is, and late, it's not right away, but later on she says, my soul magnifies the Lord, or my soul is a conduit for the Lord. And so a people that had been preparing to manifest the Messiah, the manifestation of God for many, many centuries, and had spent 40 years in the desert preparing and purifying to manifest this Messiah, this Savior. When that occurs, it doesn't occur as we would plan it. That's how you can always tell that the Torah, the Old Testament, is true, because if people were going to write a story about themselves, they'd make themselves look good. But that's not, if you ever read the Old Testament or the Torah, Septuagint, it's like, no, here's, we screwed up here, then we screwed up here, then we're, usually they call themselves stiff-necked. We were stiff-necked here, and we were stiff-necked there, and we're screwing up here. Whatever you do, don't do this, because we did this, and it was really disastrous, okay? And so it is true. And then in the New Testament, of course, it starts off with Matthai, which translates as Matthew, which it's not the oldest. Mark is the oldest, but it begins with Matthew because there's the birth, there's the progression of the lineage down through the generations. But it begins with Mary, who from the Apocrypha, we believe, was raised in the temple and prepared. And so everything she was, all of her concepts and ideas of being holy and devout, and all of her friends, to be an unmarried, pregnant maiden virgin, whether that's through the Roman legend of Pantheris, that's heresy, I know, or whether it's from the covering of the Holy Spirit, however that turns out, it doesn't really matter. What matters is that she goes, Gabriel goes, okay, so you're unmarried, you can be stoned, turned out, destroyed. And she goes, okay. All right, my soul magnifies the Lord. That's bravery. That is courage. That's love. And in that, we can see the example of resilience and redemption that we can relate to. You know, Buddha is born a prince, sees a dead, dying, and sick person, and then he goes to achieve enlightenment, I think around December 6th. And then her husband, Yosef, has got to accept her as well. He doesn't have to. Under the law, he could turn her out, have her stoned. He's a pretty good guy, though. He says, no, I'll just divorce her quietly. Okay? But then he gets a visit from an angel. And so the translation of angel, by the way, it's not winged. It's just a messenger. Just a messenger. That's all it is. That's all that translation means from the Aramaic and the Hebrew. It's a messenger. Could be winged, could be person, could be whatever. It's just a messenger. But he gets a message somehow. And, you know, my favorite angel is Clarence, and It's a Wonderful Life. Yeah, you look like about the kind of angel I'd get. Yeah, he goes. But he said, but Joseph has to let go. And so of his ideas of who he would be, and being shamed and disrespected, and say, okay, nope, I will marry her anyway, and I will adopt this kid. And so in that Christmas story that is so dear to us, we can see all of our lives reflected in that. And that's real important. So in my dojo, bujinkanusa.com, been around probably 30 years next year. It's a very traditional Japanese dojo. There's called a kamidana, spirit shelf. And up on the spirit shelf in the dojo, and some Christians don't like that because it's a spirit shelf, and there's a little kagami, a little round mirror, which reflects you back. And I think it's so funny they don't like that, because every year they set up what? Nativity sets. So what are they setting up? It's their own little kamidana every year. But they just can't take themselves out of their box to see that. But that kamidana reflects us back. That kagami reflects us back. That nativity and that holy family reflects our divine family. And just like the president said, every child is a child of God. That's why we say our Father, not your Father. And Yeshua actually says, pray to your Father. Call no man your Father, but pray to your Father. Although Christians pray to Jesus. But that's the importance of that, and I thought that was really great that President Trump said that. I know I'm running over, but I wanted to emphasize that because, you know, the big buzz, one of the latest big buzzes, Christianity Today denounces President Trump. And of course, Pope Francis has been denouncing President Trump. President Trump has done more for the unborn and Vice President Pence, and has prosecuted more child criminals and pedophiles than any other president and all the other presidents put together. But Christianity Today and Pope Francis are denouncing Trump. There's not much difference between the Pharisees and Sanhedrin bureaucratic hypocrites that Yeshua railed against than the bureaucratic theologians of today. Not at all. But we can see God in each other as image bearers. We can see God and goodness in our child, because Mary had to open up for goodness. Joseph had to open up for goodness. And that wasn't the way we would have planned it. So I hope you enjoyed that, and I've run over. So this is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Work Studios on KVOI.com, trusted news and talk. Right back with you after this.
So what's going on here?
Oh, that's George Bailey, a man who can't find a decent mechanic. Take a look.
Mr. Potter, I'm really stuck here. Well, what's this going to cost me?
Well, look at you, George, a miserable little clerk coming in here begging on your knees, expecting a good deal. Well, as the owner of Potter's Automotive, you need new brakes, a new drive shaft, new motor mounts, and a timing belt. You know, George, your car's worth more dead than alive. Oh, that's fine, George. Run. Hey, you won't find a better mechanic in this town, George. And who are you?
I'm your guardian angel. Take your car to Perfection Auto Works.
Look, Daddy. Teacher says every time a bell rings, someone gets their car fixed right at Perfection Auto Works.
Oh, you're right, Zuzu. Merry Christmas, everybody!
Merry Christmas!
This is Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works. A Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a wonderful New Year.
We take you live to Mama Luisa's to meet the owner and head chef.
This is Mike Elefante, and I'd like to introduce you to my desk. My desk has 18 burners and a commercial mixer that makes 80 pounds of dough.
Try the new third-generation menu, Sicilian grilled skirt steak, pork chops or polenta fritters, and of course, there's always the traditional Joe's Special.
Mama Luisa's, 2041 South Craycroft. Call for catering or takeout, 790-4702. Mama Luisa's on Craycroft, just north of the DM Gate.
Would you know what to do if you encounter a wrong-way driver? Let's hope you never find out. But if you ever do see a wrong-way driver coming at you, slow down, safely steer away, and get off the roadway. At night, drive defensively and be aware of what's ahead and around you. And if you see a sign warning of a wrong-way driver, safely move toward and take the next freeway exit on the right. Drive aware. Get there. Sponsored by the Arizona Department of Transportation in partnership with the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Dr. Cecilia Brewington. If you're among the 40% of Americans ages 50 and older who are still not getting tested for colorectal cancer, you're out of excuses. Under the Affordable Care Act, the federal government will now require nearly all private insurance companies to cover virtual colonoscopy and other less invasive tests. More importantly, these tests would be covered with no copay. That means there are now a number of fully covered colorectal cancer screening exams available. Please talk to your doctor to see which of these tests are right for you. Don't be one of the thousands of Americans to die from a largely preventable disease that is nearly always treatable if found early. The best test is the one that you choose to use. There have never been more fully covered options to fit your lifestyle and your schedule. Take action. Get screened for colorectal cancer. You owe it to yourself and your loved ones. For more information on virtual colonoscopy, please visit radiologyinfo.org.
Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works studios. Right back with you with Perfection Auto Works Tech Tip 555. Perfection Auto Works right now is closed. They'll be closed till January 5th, which is great that he's given all those hardworking guys a day off. But are you a real prepper? You know, I certainly am a real prepper, and all our ancestors were preppers back in the day. If you have taken your car to Perfection Auto Works over the course of this year, then you are already aware of any problems that exist, and you are a true prepper. But prepper points, the basics are tires, belts, hoses. The most important part of your car are the items that keep you safe, like tires, belts, and hoses. Perfection Auto Works keeps you on the road safely because they take the time to perform their free 26-point inspection. That inspection gives you an update every single time they receive your car for service, every single time. And they're having a winter special, Christmas special, a coolant flush heater system. It's only $88. I hope you can take advantage of that still in January. That's Perfection Auto Works, home of the free 26-point inspection, 520-323-8650. Get in there early because they will be busy. Every time I stop in there to see Mike, it's just packed. And they're always, and there are people bringing their cars from California to him. I just showed one of my neighbors who has a Mercedes. I said, you ought to take it into Mike. He does all those fancy schmancy cars. So, anyway, I hope you enjoyed the Tucson Boys Choir there. I'm sorry I can't have the guy on the air that was at the, he had his family there at the event, but I do have Amber on the line. Amber, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I wanted to call and wish you a very Merry Christmas, and thank you for your life of service and for your parents, all of them, for choosing life and recognizing the sacredness of it, because that is one of the most powerful things I've ever learned from you. That was what touched me and first made me brave enough to walk in the front door of your dojo, and has moved me ever since. So thank you so much, and Merry Christmas.
Oh, you're so sweet. Merry Christmas. Yes. Yeah, so I was just talking about you. So Amber's one of my longtime students, and she met her hubby in the dojo, training in the dojo. Lots of folks who have done that. I was just talking about you with another couple that I actually married in. And I always use an example of how far somebody can come. And that's the whole point of the sacred family, of the Holy Family, and to see our sacred Trinity reflected in that is you can go from oppression into redemption there. So sure appreciate that. And that's what I was talking about during my sermon today. And lots of people were speaking up about that. And so that's what you should do with your lives. Okay. So in the dojo, I run a traditional dojo and we bow in and we bow out and we have a little invocation. And in my handgun martial arts class, which is every Wednesday night, although I'm shut down for the year too, but that's warriorschool.com. We have our declaration that we say every time. So we make that time special. And that's what you should be doing this holy day, this holiday, is making this time special. However you want to hallow that, however you want to make it sacred, make your life special, make it unique, and remember it. And that is very, very important, that every child is a child of God. And at conception, there's a flash of light. We now have the technology to look into the womb and see that when the sperm enters the egg, there's a flash of light. And we just saw out in space that a flash of light of a star came out of a black hole. So as we increase our outer technologies, we're able to tune in more and understand our inner technologies. And they don't invalidate spirituality. They validate it. It's just not that it's very common and looked at. So thank you, Amber, for that great message. Sure appreciate it. And so while, and thanks for all the gifts here. I got sauces and mustards and all kinds of cool stuff. While President Trump was proclaiming the sanctity of life and our Christic roots, the Congress was busy saying, "Mary, impeach us." So despite what they were saying about it being solemn, they were partying and singing songs and being happy because they've been planning this for a long time. And you've probably heard a lot about all this. You know, I don't try and spend my short hour on stuff you've probably heard, although I will say, you know, at this season, a lot of my extended family comes in, and I was talking with somebody who's in government counterintelligence, very sharp guy. We got around to the subject of what's going on. And I'm like, well, you know that there is no evidence that the Russians hacked the DNC, right? I'm like, no. So I hear that all the time from civilians, but I was kind of taken aback to hear that from a government employee. So there is no evidence. The first line of the Mueller report that says the Russians hacked the DNC is a lie. There is no evidence. Mueller did not go into that. In fact, the NSA, which is the granddaddy of all the intelligence agencies, I know of what I speak. I've worked a lot with the NSA. I've trained a lot of the NSA. And we've done shows on this in depth, deep dives, said that it couldn't be a spear phishing. It had to be a thumb drive. That was probably Seth Rich. And there is no evidence of that. What had happened there was that the former Ukrainian president of the private company called CrowdStrike, which was running the DNC server, told the FBI, who were not given access to the server, that it was the Russians. So, you know, I'm just amazed that people still don't know this. I'm just a little rocked back on my heels by this. But, you know, this has been my experience of talking to G folks. They're too busy. And so that's why I think a lot of this is going on. But actually, after this next break, which I'm going to do on time, I will come back and explain why they did impeachment so fast. And they rushed through impeachment. They had to get impeachment done. And now what? Now they're not transmitting the articles of impeachment to the Senate. So here's how it works. We have a tripartite system of government. I know most of these congressmen and senators don't know that, okay, but we have three systems of government to regulate each other. So the Congress does the trial, and then case, and then the trial and jury is the Senate. It's presided over by SCOTUS, Senior Judge of the Supreme Court. So all three branches are involved if you're going to impeach the president. And they have never transmitted it, even though they were in a big rush to do it. Now they're not. Okay, so that's just another ridiculous aspect of this whole phony thing. But I will come back and talk about that right after this break. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you after this.
Long ago, my grandfather told me,
I was asleep on the night before Christmas. I heard a noise. Who are you?
The ghost of carburetors past.
Ghost of humbug.
Silence, Ebenezer, or I'll backfire on you.
I hate backfiring carburetors. What do you want?
You must rescue us and all our computerized, fuel-injected progeny from Quirky Loop on the corner, Ebenezer Emery.
But how?
Do a free 26-point inspection, Ebenezer.
Okay, so my grandfather's secret is out. Merry Christmas, everybody, and come get your car work done at Perfection Auto Works, 323-8650. That's 323-8650, and PerfectionAutoWorks.com.
For some, the holidays are another reminder of just how lonely, hungry, and tired they really are. Gospel Rescue Mission serves hot meals every day to the poor and homeless in our community. This holiday season, you can give and share a meal. Just $2.05 provides a hot, delicious meal. Will you consider donating a meal, or two, or ten? And watch your simple gift transform a life. Learn more at grmtucson.com.
In the U.S., about 90 people die in motor vehicle crashes each day, and thousands more are injured, resulting in hundreds of millions of dollars in direct medical costs each year. One in three crash deaths involves drunk driving, almost one in three involves speeding, and half of those who died were not buckled up. Even though we've made progress in the U.S., other high-income countries have lower motor vehicle crash death rates. We can and must do better. Here's what you can do. Use a seatbelt in every seat on every trip, no matter how short. Make sure children are always properly buckled in the back seat, in a car seat, booster seat, or seatbelt, whichever is appropriate for their age, height, and weight. Never drive while impaired by alcohol or drugs, and help others do the same. Obey speed limits and drive without distractions. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
Do you know who I am?
I've been forced or coerced
into prostitution,
domestic servitude,
or other types of labor.
I could be any age,
any gender,
any nationality.
I am a human trafficking victim.
If you see me,
you can help me by calling
866-347-2423.
Please do it for me.
For me.
For me.
For me.
I'm Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, Perfection Auto Works Studios, back with you. So Tucson is always at the center. I have long said that it is the place of the new dove, the new Holy Spirit. It's this desert, not that desert over there. Of course, the beginning of the covert operations under the Obama and Clinton administration was Fast and Furious, right here, about 45 minutes from this studio is where Brian Terry was killed. I was talking to Mark's young son there, Marine Scout Sniper, was on Sean's show, I understand, and that's fabulous. It's the next greatest generation. But he was talking, maybe I'll join Bortac. So Brian Terry was a former Marine as well, just like Mark's son, and he was a member of Bortac. And he was killed with two AK-47s that the ATF, who I used to work with, and I've had ATF whistleblowers on here as well, ran to the Sinaloan cartel. And my part of that was figuring out that the DEA was protecting the Sinaloan cartel. And in the Niebla Zambada trial, DEA agents swore under oath in federal court that the DEA did indeed have a deal with the Sinaloan cartel to allow them to run drugs north. So under the Obama presidency, So we've impeached a president for, there's no crime there. That we have a, I've talked about this in detail. We have a treaty with Ukraine to investigate corruption. There's a treaty. The president has a duty to do it. While Biden's on tape doing a quid pro quo and on videotape, and Obama's on tape saying, tell Vladimir. So this is how corrupt our system has become. We have become so rich that the Dems, losing our traditional ethics based upon our morals, based upon our religion, based upon our spirituality, which to me comes back to American exceptionalism, exceptional love of life and freedom from our Judeo-Christian native roots. And this is the season emphasizing new life, the new baby. Like President Trump said, every baby is a child of God. And I love that last commercial because it was about human trafficking. And we're just seeing stories breaking that the CIA was letting a cult of baby enslavement going on. But I will get to that if I have time. But the Dems, as they shift from value to value, that is, anybody can marry you, you can marry a doll, you know, racism is the worst thing. Whatever it is this week, the purity test, the Dems, I don't know how many guys they got running for president now. It varies every other week. Biden can't get a straight sentence out. Biden's eyes are bleeding. He's talking about kids playing with his leg hair. There were flies landed on Obama. There were rats, mice running across the podium. You know, this is what we call signs and wonders. But what everybody's forgetting is that Obama knew about all of this. He was commander-in-chief. Now, he invoked executive privilege on Fast and Furious for himself, Eric Holder, who had to resign in disgrace, Eric Holder's wife, and just for good measure, Eric Holder's mother-in-law. So exactly what they have impeached Trump for, which is so-called obstruction of Congress, is he invoked executive privilege for while he ran guns. And Holder came out and said, no, there's no guns. We're not running guns. He perjured himself multiple times under oath. That's the hypocrisy. That's the ridiculousness of what has become a national epidemic. Brennan, who had voted for a communist, has perjured himself, lied under oath. Comey has lied and perjured himself under oath. This is all come out. Then the news media has come out, and they're in bed with this too because they have bought into these lied stories. And so it's just total propaganda. But what I was really struck with was how a really sharp young veteran who is working intelligence was not aware of any of this. They're just doing their part and trying to do the right thing. And that's good, and that's great. But our intelligence system is very corrupt. So I heard something else this week is that the FBI has become so corrupt. And I was talking to a detective this week too. And I don't know if he's listening, but he said, you know, it's just shut it down. It's done. It is irreparably damaged. I agree. And I graduated from the FBI Academy from the DEA basic agent course in 1990, but it's irreparably damaged. It needs to be shut down. So they used to talk about rolling DEA into FBI. Now they're talking about rolling FBI into U.S. Marshals. Why? Because U.S. Marshals are the least corrupt part of the Department of Justice. I think it's a good idea. Same thing with the CIA. What's the last greatest thing the CIA did? I can't think of it. They're a wreck. Because they all have been bought off. Like I told this young counterintelligence guy, Hillary's server was intercepted by five hostile intelligence services. The nearest one being in Fairfax, Virginia, was the Chinese. What do we call that? Well, in the spy world, we call that espionage. And the Clinton Foundation has gotten millions of dollars from China. But it doesn't stop there. The Washington Post, not a bastion of conservative patriotism, is reporting that the Washington Post, the New York Times, and others have accepted millions of dollars from China to publish propaganda designed to look like news articles. And that's what the mainstream media has become. And that's when you turn on Amazon or Netflix, you see all kinds of Chinese movies. And even with Midway, which was great, Sean and Mike and I and Mark went to see that. It was great. But China helped sponsor that movie. And that is because after the first Gulf War, two Chinese officers watched us, watched the Americans. We beat that with that war. We did that war so fast that they said that there is simply no way for us to beat the Americans. So head on, you can't take on the Americans head on. You'd think the Japanese and the Germans had learned that, but Saddam had not learned that, and the ISIS hadn't learned that. Everybody forgets that every once in a while, because most of the time we're kind of laid back and having fun. But there's nothing in the world that can compare to the American warrior. And that was a great line. It was repeated in Midway again by Yamamoto. I fear all we have done is awaken a sleeping giant and fill him with terrible resolve. Yes. You were right, Yamamoto. But along the way, the Chinese developed the doctrine of unrestricted warfare. If we're not going to take the U.S. on head on, we're going to go around them, and we're going to use economic warfare. We're going to use propaganda warfare, psychological operations. I was a PSYOP officer when I started jumping in with Special Forces and with the Ranger Battalion. And they're doing all of that. And we're buying into it. Russia's no threat. Anybody who knows anything about the military knows that Russia's no threat. And then the other thing is he held up aid for 55 days where Obama didn't give him anything. This is how ludicrous all of this is. So ridiculous. But there is good news. So I was telling you that. And I'm kind of reviewing stuff because I've realized that even people who should be in the know are not in the know. And the government traitors and the news propagandists who are crisis actors are hoping that you buy this. Now, no one's buying it. I've also been hearing people of wearing their Trump hats in D.C. and everybody's giving them thumbs up and how they have little tiny, the Dems have little crowds and try and say they're huge crowds and they're ridiculous and they don't show the giant Trump crowds. So we all know Trump's getting reelected. So why are the Dems being so ridiculous? Why are they making themselves, why do they have like 20, 25 guys, 35 guys running for a president when they can't win? Why are they doing an impeachment that looks ridiculous, that their witnesses have no direct evidence for, and then they don't send it on? They're not really trying to impeach the president, because Pelosi did what? She just invited, after she impeached him and said, oh yeah, this is really serious, then what'd she do? She invited him to give the State of the Union. Does this make any sense? No. Do they look ridiculous? Yes. To everybody except themselves on these little metrosexual strips of the coast. Everybody else in the country is like, you're an idiot. And you're just negative all the time, too. I was just talking to another friend of mine, a retired farmer. He's like, and he's not, again, not a political guy. He's like, you guys are so negative about everything all the time. Is there anything you're happy with? I'm like, yeah, that's what I thought. Because his liberal friend couldn't come up with anything positive. So that's not their goal. And even Rush Limbaugh is wrong. He said they hate Trump. They don't hate Trump. They fear Trump. Because Trump, he's all a television success, he's all a millionaire, got a beautiful wife. Trump has decided to give us back our country. And to give us back our country, the way the founders meant, he has to stop the deep state. To stop the deep state, he has to drain the swamp. He's draining the swamp. The swamp creatures of the deep state don't like the swamp being drained. Because when the swamp is drained, the swamp creatures of the deep state are vulnerable. And they're scared to death. Panic is setting in. It's obvious that Brennan, Comey, McCage, Stroke, all these folks have perjured themselves under oath. They are in deep trouble. And I will talk more about this after this last break, but you can always call in 520-790-2040. But I'll be right back after this. This is Jeff Prath on the Prath Report in the Professional Network Studios. Right back with you after this.
Thanks for taking us to the mall, Uncle Frosty.
No problem, kids. It's my pleasure to help your mom and spend a little time with you. Uh-oh, the car is getting kind of warm.
Oh no, the car's overheating.
I'm feeling a little watery.
Quick, turn around and head to Perfection Auto Works at 1046 North Beverly.
I'm melting.
I knew I should have listened to Mike when he told me to replace all those belts and hoses.
Welcome to Perfection Auto Works. Oh, hi, Elaine. What can I do for you?
Quick, Mike. We're overheating and Uncle Frosty's gonna melt.
Step into our Freeze 12 waiting room and I'll change those hoses in a jiffy. This is Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works. I suggest preventative maintenance to keep you from getting stranded and so that Uncle Frosty doesn't melt.
Call 323-8650. PerfectionAutoWorks.com.
Legionnaire's disease is a serious lung infection. Unfortunately, an increasing number of people in the U.S. are getting the disease. The type of bacteria that causes it, Legionella, grows best in warm water that doesn't have enough disinfectant. These germs most often become a problem in large buildings, such as hotels and hospitals, or in building devices that use water like hot tubs and decorative fountains. People can get the disease by breathing in small water droplets contaminated with Legionella germs, such as droplets sprayed from a hot tub that has not been properly cleaned and disinfected. Water management problems in buildings can lead to Legionnaire's disease outbreaks. Building owners and managers should determine if the water systems in their buildings are at increased risk of growing and spreading these germs and develop and use a Legionella water management program. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
My name is Bobby. I'm a veteran and lost my leg to a roadside bomb. My victory was going from a wheelchair to becoming a weightlifting champion.
I'm Sam. I'm a veteran. My victory was finding a career I can be proud of and supporting my family.
America's veterans are on their most important tour, the tour of their lives.
I'm a veteran. My victory was going from homeless to home.
At DAV, we're on a mission to help veterans get the benefits they've earned.
I'm a veteran, and my victory was finishing my education.
DAV offers veterans of all generations a lifetime of support for victories great and small.
My victory was proving that disability is not a limitation.
My victory was getting my service dog a new best friend.
We help more than a million veterans every year as they face and conquer their challenges.
My victory is being able to be there for my family.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you. You can call in at 520-790-2040, KVOI.com, trusted news and talk. So the real reason they're doing all this is because the swamp is being drained. There is testimony. We have a real attorney general, and we have such a real attorney general that the attorney general came out and said, hey, I disagree with Horowitz's, IG Horowitz's finding. By the way, Horowitz was in front of the Department of Homeland Security while the impeachment trial was going on, and he was revealing a lot more. He didn't clear anybody. He said it's either incompetence or it's corruption. I don't know which. But anyway, Mike is on the phone. Mike, welcome to the show. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Jeff. And thank you for the opportunity to be able to call in and, basically say thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be a sponsor on your program. You're fantastic. Just a grandiose program because it gives so much information. I'm very pleased to be a part of it. And I've got a couple of questions. First and foremost, I get concerned when we start talking about how great, you've said it many times, and I'm not quite sure that you and I have ever had this conversation. But I get concerned when I look at the numbers of people in the armed forces in China. Approximately 2.3 million soldiers that could fight and probably overtake us, because we have only approximately 1.3. And I say only because that's probably a number that's even skewed. My question, and then I'll follow up, is if it came down to a drag-out kind of fight, do you really think that we have a chance?
Well, first off, thank you for sponsoring me. I thank you. And yes, I do. So I'm a military veteran. I'm a military historian. And the American fighting warrior, man and woman, is so much superior to anyone else in the world because we are fighting for life and freedom. That is the essential difference. The other difference is our technology. So they just broke a Christmas card scandal that just came out and showed that there was a note attached to some Christmas cards that are produced in China in a slave labor camp. And it was in English. And a little six-year-old girl found it in England saying, I don't know if you saw this, hey, we're prisoners in a slave labor camp. We're foreigners in here. Contact this person, this journalist, and the journalist was for real. So what happens when you base everything on slave labor is the same thing that happened with the Nazis when they're putting the Jews to work and everything. What was happening with the munitions that the slave labor Jews were producing for the Nazis?
Oh, yeah. They were putting, I mean, the bullets were not as good as they could have been. They probably were putting sand in them.
Yeah, they were, and so the system is corrupt, and it's going to fall upon itself,
Jeff,
like
I
we are, too.
I understand that, but what it seems to me is that the numbers can't be, when you have that kind of numbers, I mean, these people are steadfast at being their number one. They could care less about us, except, of course, economically. I mean, that's the key, I think, in the fight for freedom at this point in time. But given 20 years or 30 years, as they infiltrate and take away all of these secrets that that we have developed, I don't understand how we're going to be able to combat such an infiltration. And you can talk about the numbers being irrelevant. I still think that 2.3 million virile young Chinese men that are doing push-ups all day, and I'm not being disrespectful when I say that our youth today don't seem to have the same type of mindset that there is over there. Are you?
No, you're right. Yeah, no, you're right. Our youth, I'm very worried about our youth, but we just had a dinner for one of my young students who is going to the Rangers. I just met Mark's son. So hope. There are two young generations out there. One's really soft millennials, expect everything to be given to them, and then there's other hard young generation that is going on the second decade of government war on terror.
Well, with that being said, would you suggest that all is well in America today?
No, not at all. But look at the Marines in the Pacific when they were having waves of Japanese come at them. So the kill ratio was 10 to 1, then it was 20 to 1, then it was 50 to 1. Mm-hmm. Now it's like 100 to 1. So our kill ratio is something we look at in the military.
Jeff, I get that, but that was then, this is now.
Our kill ratio is like 100 to 1 now.
Really?
Well, yeah, really, because of close air support. So have you seen 12 Strong? That's another movie you got to see.
I have.
So
I love it.
So,
and the horses were excellent.
but the real kill was done with CAS, with close air support, they'd call that in, and that's what Special Forces always does. That's why
so
Black Hawk Down.
So what you're suggesting is that when you have a military that's just a brawn, it's just a bunch of human bodies going across the desert or being landed on the southern coast of California, it's not going to matter. Right?
Oh, nobody will ever invade America. Everybody, every hillbilly, redneck, Briar, Country Boy, Cowboy will be after the now the metrosexual coast will fall immediately. Yeah, all the New Yorkie, California.
Well, that's because they don't,
but then
they
everybody
don't
else,
like guns.
all those other guys, they're back like Audie Murphy and Gary Cooper in Sergeant York. They're behind every rock and tree, picking off everybody forever. Oh, that ain't going to happen. In fact, there was just a liberal who finally said. Because look at what's happening in Virginia. We've got that liberal governor of Virginia saying, let's kill babies that are born. And now he's saying, we're going to pass all these laws and we're going to get the National Guard.
Let's get rid of all your guns. Oh, yeah.
Except that, do they know who the National Guard is made up of? It's all the hillbillies, cowboys, and farmers, and rednecks with guns. It's not going to work.
I love your optimistic view. I do share it 99.9%. It's that 1% that's got me a little itchy. And with that being said, I want to wish everybody that has listened to your program, that loves your program like I do, a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. And I appreciate all of the people that have come to me through your show and Sean's show and Charles Heller's shows. I got to tell you, radio is grand. Radio is wonderful. And I hope it continues.
Well, thank you so much, Mike, and Merry Christmas to you and yours. Blessed Christmas.
Thank you, sir.
And it does. It does make a huge difference because, you know, how do you defeat globalism? You go to local companies like Mike's that are patriots. How do you defeat the global propagandists on all the major networks? You listen to this show and Sean's shows and Charles' show. You support local businesses, you support local journalists, and that's how you get around the propaganda. And make no mistake, we are winning. Now, it's not going to be easy, and I agree with something else that Mike's saying is there, is how we are really going to be destroyed is from within. And the propaganda that's being fed, like through Netflix, you know, everybody's turning off Netflix. Why? Because it's run by the Obamas and it's run by Susan Benghazi was a video Rice. And I published something recently because I happened to go past NPR and she was saying how she was attacked for her book coming out. And I just was outrageous. And I wrote this and said, how dare you use the term attacked after what you let happen in Benghazi, where you let our guys die? You don't know the meaning of the word. But all this is corruption. Now, where we will be destroyed is if the left can continue to say, yeah, it's okay to kill the unborn. Yeah, it's okay to kill the born. Yeah, it's okay to have Antifa go after conservatives. Yeah, it's okay to shout down conservatives on the air. And shout out to Andrew serving overseas. Be safe. Come home. We're proud of you. And just saw your family the other day at the last dojo class. They are very well and doing well. So, are we outnumbered? Yes, we're always outnumbered as Jews, Christians, and natives and paratroopers. Okay, it's like the old paratrooper thing is, hey, we're surrounded. We're paratroopers. We're supposed to be surrounded. Okay, we are the last great hope for the world, as Washington and Lincoln said, because of our Judeo-Christian native values. We're always surrounded. If we're not being attacked, something's wrong. It's quiet. Yeah, it's too quiet. But I hope you enjoy a silent night and holy night. And this is me and my family wishing Mike, his family, Charles, Sean, Mark, Maurice, and everybody out there a blessed and holy and sacred Christmas.